do a long hike.
Yeah. I think it's the best of both.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds. Because then you get that kind of masculine tribe, like, let's go do something hard.
Yep.
That's not like, let's just sit behind our laptops and sit in an
office. And be high value men. It's true though, because like the next two trips are massive, because it's Iceland to Cannes. You're literally going from trekking on the top of a volcano with the boys, to sitting in like Veoli, you know, surrounded by like famous people and models, getting drinks brought to you. It's quite a nice little balance.
Yeah.
Which I think is important to have. Too much of one thing just isn't good.
Yeah.
Gets stale, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. And I think you need to be, what you need is to be able to be diverse. You need to be able to survive in all environments. And the networking in places like a Miami or a London is just as cutthroat and ruthless as this mountain can be, but in a social sense.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to survive both environments. It's the Darwinian male, like I spoke about years ago. You need to be able to survive in all aspects of life. That's why Straight 7 is so good. Like, if you can do hikes like this, but you can also make like $1 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, you can fight a bit, but you can also negotiate and avoid a fight. And actually, like, you know, like the pen is mightier than the sword kind of strategy. You're going to go far in life because you're adaptable.
Yeah.
Being adaptable is the best way. You know, you could be like the big tough guy, but can you hold a conversation?
Yeah.
You know, you could be like a 6'4" handsome dude who's jacked with a massive cock, but like, can you organize a dinner date? Can you speak properly? You know, when you're sat opposite her for an hour.
Yeah.
Do you know what to do? It's just like, there's a balance of subtlety and masculinity.
Yeah.
And people don't know how to do the two together.
I think what's good about trips like these is like, you're going to remember this. Like, this is going to be a memory
that you
hold for the next 10-20 years. Oh, back in 2026, Iceland with the boys, hiking to the volcano. Like, are you really going to remember the like business networking trip?
We already forgotten them as well. one of my few biggest memories this year is all O&M trips. Like, being on the jet skis with you boys in Bali, or, you know, just being at the house and just having that meal with you boys.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's true, but that private chef was the best food I've eaten.
It was crazy.
And I don't know if it was. Maybe it was just the scenario we were in. But it was just so funny to have the music playing and be with you boys. And
yeah.
And then, you know, the quad bikes in Marrakesh. Just little things like that, you know. We just stop.
Paddle.
How cool was paddle?
Like, just hours outside.
Yeah, I could have done that all day. Well, we did do all day. But like, just steady. But just being like out in the desert in Marrakesh with the boys, and just having a coffee in hand, looking around, everybody's got like, I mean, I don't want to be inaccurate here, but everyone's got something tied around the top of their head. I don't know what the actual term is. I do apologize.
Turban.
So maybe everyone's got a turban around their head, and you just kind of look around and you just think, we're all here because we watched like a few YouTube videos, all agreed on the same ideas, booked a trip, and everyone just somehow managed to congregate in this one area, and we've successfully pulled it off, and now we're all in the middle of the desert laughing and joking, you know, just riding camels. And then we went into that there's like a desert show that we went to, and we just like had a massive party in the middle of the desert. And it sounds a little bit weird, right? But like, we'd finished up, we like got it all sorted, we walked down there, and they said, all right, the showers down there, right? And the showers were just facing like this. It was nothingness. It was just desert, but, you know, obviously at this really nice place. So I'm just having a shower with like 4 or 5 lads next to me. Obviously different cubicles and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like looking out. It's like open air and whatever. Just looking out, and I was like, it's one of the best core memories I've ever had. Like, I've just got this warm water just washing down my face. Yeah. I'm looking out at this amazing desert, knowing that we're about to have a meal, a show, some drinks and a party.
Yeah.
Just little things like that. I would just never do that.
Yeah.
Ever.
I feel like people are a lot more real here too.
Yeah.
Like, you go on a hike, you go on an adventure, versus like, oh, let's all dress up and like, I need to prove myself to these guys. Like, come on, we're all just out of weekends.
Yeah. Nobody really gives a shit. Go like, it's nice, everyone celebrates success and everyone encourages you to do better, but it's genuine, you can have real conversations.
Yeah. I was talking with Colin on the way here.
Yeah.
Like, coaching, trading, business, and it's like, you can get the same.
Yeah.
get the same.
You get the same thing without having to be a dickhead.
And the thing is, if you put on the front, you can see through it straight away.
So, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
We've had guys apply that have been like, is everyone locked in? Like, am I joining a group of winners or idiots? Like, is I want to waste my time here? And we're like, don't bother.
Yeah.
Don't bother, because you're just a dickhead. Like, if you think like that, you're weird. I mean, they're a little bit, they've been a little bit hormozied, a little bit
imagined. Yeah, yeah, too much.
Yeah, and they've just got it in their head that, like, if you're not gonna win, don't bother showing up. It's like, just, all right, relax.
So yeah. Who do you think you are?
Let's go and have a tiramisu. Let's go and watch some Premier League football. And then let's do 8 hours of work. And then maybe go and see your mum and see how she is. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, just retain that, please.
I feel like it's a tell that they've been watching, you know, Hormozi, Iman Ghazi, and not you.
Yeah, yeah. It's just so healthy though, because like when we went to school, like you'll know about this from our area.
Yeah.
Like, this is heavy in England as well. You behave a certain way and people are like, oh, shut up, you cunt. Do you know what I mean? You get that every day.
They drag you back down.
Yeah.
They don't want to see you doing well at all.
And it creates like this, if you can climb out of that and find success, you know, and find that America-ification of life, of like, I want to be successful. I want to chase the American dream. You can retain that, but you got that kind of English groundedness,
yeah.
Or like Callum, like Scottish groundedness, where it's, you know, you might be successful, but don't keep mentioning it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these guys that go, oh yeah, in Dubai, like I make 50k per month, but that's nothing here. Like that's nothing. That's chump change. And you go, mate, it might be true, but shut up. Because
yeah.
There's people out there with a factory job doing $2,000 a month who are watching your video thinking, shut the fuck up, mate. Yeah. Like,
remember where you come from.
Yeah. Like, their mum's got cancer. She's not doing anything. She can't work. And they live in a council house. He's making $2,000 a month from the factory doing night shifts. And he's keeping her alive, bathing her at night. And some kid's going, making money's easy. Making money's easy. And it's like, just don't forget that element of life.
Yeah.
Don't forget the humility of real humans. It's just so sad. It's like, you can make money, you can be successful, it's great, it affects the rest of your life, it gives you a great life, but don't lose the human element. Don't become a fucking robot, because you will regret it.
Yeah, becoming rich doesn't mean you have to lose all morals.
And it's only one facet.
Yeah.
I'm a billionaire, you're like, yeah, but are you a good person? Are you healthy? You know, are you mentally strong? Like, fair, like I know there's billionaires out there that can't get the fucking dick up for their wife. And you're just like, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point in having all that money? Like, imagine being some fat Arab billionaire and you can't even run down the road and protect your family.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? You got to be diverse.
It reminds me of the locals in Bali.
Yeah.
Remember how nice they were?
Oh, the friendliest people ever.
And
they wouldn't even sleep.
Yeah.
They'd work all hours, 2 days in a row. And then when they'd see you, they'd put a massive smile on.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be moaning like, oh, it's raining today. And they'd be like, hello, Mr. Chris. I was like, oh, shit. I'm being Western.
Remember the guy at the hotel?
Yeah.
You're at a hotel.
He didn't sleep for 2 days. I walked in, I went, double shift? Or like, and he went, yeah, just been here the whole time. And I was like, are you tired? He goes, I've had 1 hour. I was like, on the map. And he goes, yeah. And I was like, are you tired? He goes, oh, always. And kept smiling.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's got to be a front.
Yeah.
He was like it for the whole week. He was just the nicest guy. Can I help you with your bags? Can I help? And I was like,
yeah.
This is strange.
I feel like we've lost that.
We have. I've been doing this thing where I've been waking up and showing gratitude every morning.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while. It's my girlfriend that's really influenced me, obviously, when she's more religious. And
I like that.
Because I asked her a few questions. I said, like, you're really good at appreciating life.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't think I am. I was like, everything I accomplish, I want more in the next thing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, how do you just kind of like stop in the moment and enjoy? And she was like, well, I used to be like you, and then I just started kind of just appreciating what I did have and just kind of respecting what I've been given.
Uh-huh.
And it's so easy to just like, the old quote is like, you know, not to get philosophical, but like, you can look out the window and see the raindrops on the window, or you can see the beautiful view. And yeah. That holds true every single day of your life.
Yeah.
You know, a situation happens and you go, fucking hell, this is so annoying. And it's like, yeah, but think about where you are, why you're here. How lucky you are that it wasn't worse. And it could have been worse if you didn't have X and Y. So like, it's very easy to look at the negatives, but there's so many positives hidden within everything. And I found when you do look at that, life rewards you more.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it does. Or maybe just because you're in a positive mindset and you keep charging forward, you get better results from doing that. Because I remember when I was a kid, I used to cry. And my dad used to smack me and go, there's no point fucking crying. Crying's not going to solve anything. Mm. And that was like a really harsh version of what I've just said there.
Yeah.
It's a very old school version of like, crying's not going to solve anything. Get up, fucking get your life sorted. You know, so I think we need more of that in society now. I think everyone's a bit of a whinger. Everyone's complaining so much. And it's like, come on, it's not that bad.
I think for me, travel has brought some of that gratitude.
Yeah.
For me, because you get to experience other cultures.
Yes.
See other ways of life. Go to Southeast Asia, Bali, see how people are living there,
yep,
and how different it is to the US, to Europe, and just that breadth of experience.
Well, I was very much like that, because you know, I always used to say, you know, about those areas of the world, I wasn't too kind. And I still don't think I could live there, but at the same time, I've got way more respect for those areas now.
But you leave with a new perspective on that. You don't have to, like, I'm not going to go there and be like, oh, I'm going to, you know, become a local here.
Yeah.
But you leave with a new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And just the trip can change that perspective.
I didn't want to admit to the travel broadens the mind quote because it's so eat, pray, love, but it's true.
Yeah.
It is actually true. I always remember me and you, we're on the beach in Bali jet ski, and you guys have seen it in the vlogs. And I needed the toilet before. And I walk in and I look for the toilet roll. There is no toilet roll. He's next door and I'm like, Pete? Like the scene from Shaun of the Dead. Pete? Yeah. He's like, have you got any toilet roll I can borrow? He's like, you don't use any. He's like, Pete? What do you mean I don't use any? He's like, have you got a hose? He's like, I think so. There's like a jet thing here. He's like, yeah, you just spray your ass. I was like, okay. I was like, do I just squat over the thing? Yeah. I was like, okay, I guess that's what I'm going to do. I got no choice.
Yeah.
And it just makes you look at the world differently. Like, you get home, you sit on a toilet, which we didn't, obviously in the apartment itself, we had proper toilets.
Yeah,
you know, we got back to our place and just sitting on a toilet seat, you're just appreciative. It's crazy how it puts things into perspective. Just really, like you said, broadens the mind.
Yeah.
Incredible. We've fallen behind the pack. That usually means death. Look at this. Look at the snowman.
Nice.
Wow. We're really on the top now, aren't we? If this volcano goes off, we are well and truly cooked.
What a way to go out though, you know?
Yeah. There we go, there's that gratitude. Silver lining and all that.
I'll be fine. The cameraman doesn't die.
Cameraman does not die.
Peter neither.
Nope. Lifetime subscribers also do not die. It's contractually, you know, there for them. Yeah, it's just written into the contract. It's like, it's lifetime. What are you going to do, break that?